White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 18th, 1905. Dear son Willie, I find I am in need of headrest. Otherwise, I am well. I will send you a few words today in addition to what I have already written, which is 2 pages. We were pleased to find that Sister Bartlett was very much relieved to find she had double the money she supposed, $850. She places it in our hands in perfect confidence and feels relieved of quite a burden. Today it is placed in the bank to relieve us of paying 8% on bank account. I had written you a couple of pages, but it has been found today not sent. I will send it to you now. This noon, I received a letter from Elder Haskell, from Loma Linda. I thought they were desirous to come at once, else they would not have telegraphed. But I wanted to understand the situation, so I have written yesterday. It seems impossible for me to leave now. I have not strength to answer their expectation at Loma Linda. I have not attended any meetings since you left. I am fearful of taking on burdens, and I do not want them now. I want to be free from all responsibilities in meetings. You will see, W.C. White, by the suggestions, that they feel anxious to come direct to my home. We send telegram this day for them to come, and we will expect them to leave Loma Linda tomorrow. Sister Graham will move into Sister Peck's room. I shall be glad to meet Elder Haskell and wife. You see, he is afflicted with boils. We can take him in carriage to sanitarium for treatment. I have written you, I think, that Brother Sharp has, without saying anything to me, proposed and urged that Doris and Ella shall come to Chico to engage in schoolwork. They have 30 scholars. The teacher, a young man I think from Healdsburg, became offended because his money was not brought to him immediately it was due, and he resigned his position. Brother Sharp says Ella has an excellent reputation, and they all want her to come and unite with her husband in the educational work. They will give them now $45 per month and house of 3 rooms, furnished. Doris would be pleased to go. He will be united with Ella. They will take the school, and when the number of students increases, their wages will increase. Ella May was delighted, and Doris much pleased. It is a field of work in which both can unite, and Doris will have a field of ministry where he can employ his time in several places in ministering. I am thinking this is the best thing that can be done, and I now see no reason why it should not be the best thing. Doris cannot be shut up in a room with stove heat and do well. He needs more activity. I have consented, so sometime next week they will leave us for their field of labor. It has been very pleasant weather, with a few showers, rained very gently. Has rained gently today, December 18th.